This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for, one, downloading the Odyssey app, and two, finding our podcast.
Yes.
And downloading our podcast and what we expect to be laughing at our podcast. We are brought to you by BetterHelp.com, which is online therapy. We'd love it if you tried it for free. Check out BetterHelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
We're going to be talking about cheating here, and we want to know if you're somebody that has some strong opinions about cheating, especially if you're somebody who thinks that it's black or white. Call 916-909-1065. 909-1065. We'd love to have you part of this conversation because we found this like long list of things that are gray areas for a lot of people when it comes to cheating. And because each of the things on here can be debatable, we're only going to talk about two of them right now, and we will chip away at this later on down the road. But the two things we're going to talk about, scrolling through Tinder when you're bored but not messaging anybody, and two, hugging someone very closely and very slowly. If you've got an opinion about either one of those, 916-909-1065. Okay, so let's talk about the first one first.
Okay, if you're scrolling in a relationship, why do you have Tinder?
Maybe you've got a morning radio show and you're looking for content.
Do you have a Tinder?
No, I don't even know what Tinder looks like as an interface. Yeah. But I have, there was something, I mean, we used to go on misconnections all the time.
Yeah, that's true.
And
that's
every true. Week we had a
At
we had
one
a
time
bit.
We did try to get on Ashley Madison to see if there was anything we could do with that.
Yeah, but I mean, outside of the fact that you've got an absolutely hilarious morning radio show that just won Best Morning Show in Sacramento for the third year in a row on Sacramento Magazine, that aside.
Here's what I'm going to say. I say it's not cheating, but it's cheating adjacent.
Okay.
Because if you, there are a million things on your phone you could scroll through that aren't single people in your area. Even if you just wanted to look at women, you can just go find a hashtag on Instagram and do that.
But what is it possible, though, that you're looking at it? And I'm not saying this from a man's perspective. I'm saying this just from a person's perspective, that you're just looking at it because it's amusing to you. We know people who are single that brought to our attention how many guys on Tinder have pictures with fish and dead animals.
True.
And, they, I think, were on there and they scroll. I mean, yeah, because they're single, but also because they're amused looking at like all these like idiots.
I'm going to say it's just not the place for a person in a relationship to be.
Okay. I mean, I guess I get that. Yeah. I mean, I guess I understand that. What about hugging very long? What about hugging very close and hugging very long?
Well, every hug is close. So...
I mean, that's true. Yeah.
Okay. So
hugs that aren't close.
Yeah. Okay. So you're saying a long hug.
While you think about that, let's talk to Brian first. Good morning, Brian. Thanks for calling.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hey.
So let's talk about the first one first. Do you think that scrolling Tinder but not messaging anybody is cheating?
Well, you brought up an interesting point when you said that, you know, some people do it for amusement. So I guess it depends on your intent on why you're on the site. Yeah, if it's purely for amusement, I guess I wouldn't consider that cheating. Like Katie said, it's not a good look.
Yeah.
But, you know, your intent is what matters. Why are you scrolling? Are you looking for better options?
But here's the thing.
You know, any
person,
that's the reason you're cheating.
Any person that wants to cheat is never going to tell you their true intentions.
Yeah.
So you kind of have to look at the act of whatever's going on and sort of decipher what you think the intentions were.
Okay, so let's move on to the hugging thing. Hugging long and close.
Okay, long, okay? Close, yeah. Hugs.
Brian, is that cheating?
Well, okay, so we're asking if the person who's giving the hug is that too far?
Yeah, well, it's two people.
Who you're hugging? Who are you hugging here?
Okay, it can't be a family member.
Yeah, it's not
a family member. Then no.
Okay, so it has to be somebody.
What if it's a friend
that you could potentially hook up with?
Okay, so, that's terrible.
That's what I said. Okay, I totally agree.
You guys are crazy.
A super long hug absolutely is inappropriate.
There's more than just a long hug, too. Oh, man, I remember when I was a teenager, there was this girl who used to give hugs like you're describing, and it's more than just a long hug. They do something with their fingers. They drag them on your back as they're exiting the hug.
Okay, all right, Gavin.
You guys are crazy. There's no way that is a long, close hug is cheating.
A long, close hug is cheating. If you don't think so, let me long, close.
Oh, my God. Katie's coming over to my side of the studio.
Okay, so we're just long hugging. Okay?
All right, hold on.
And don't do like one arm over, one arm under. You have to go, your arms down, my arms up, okay?
My arms are down, your arms are up.
Towards my butt, and my arms are around your neck, okay?
Okay. Oh, God, Kevin's taping this. Okay, all right.
Okay, now
long hug.
Long hug me.
Oh, God! It's cheating. Oh, my God.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
There's a divorce taking place in Utah that is as personal and down and dirty as I can possibly imagine. A judge has ordered something returned to the husband. And you're never going to believe what it is. Katie, tell everybody what it is.
It's nude photos of his soon-to-be ex-wife.
Nude photos.
She had given him, they were married for 25 years, and over that time, she'd given him a photo book with boudoir photos in it. And in some of the pictures, she's fully nude, and in some she's wearing lingerie, and then there were little inscriptions in the book that she, you know, little love notes that she'd written to him. And when they were splitting up, she was like, yeah, I'm gonna need that back, and he was like, that's mine.
And then
gave that to me, and that's mine. And the judge said, yeah, that's his. Now there is some there's some strange gray area where the judge said, like, okay, well, you can take the pictures back to the original photographer and they can censor them so that nobody can, like, he won't be able to see your actual naked body. But then she brought it to the original photographer. The original photographer said no.
I mean, I guess that is something that's difficult if they're actual photos. I mean, well, I guess they'd have to go back in digitally. But doesn't that make you, by the way, if you have any thoughts on this, give us a call. 916-909-1065. 909-1065. Give us a call here at 106.5 The End. Doesn't it make you really creepy, too? To want, because everything else in their divorce, they were able to amicably split without any fights. This is the one thing. And doesn't it make it creepy if you're fighting this hard to keep naked pictures of your ex-wife?
Yes. Now, what he said was what he really wants are the inscriptions. Because,
but I'm sure they're flowery, like love letters.
He said she wrote them at a time when she still loved him and that they had love at that time.
That makes me think that she's the one ending the marriage. Like, she's the one breaking up with him. Does that change anything for you at all?
Or he's just saying that.
Or maybe he's just saying that. 916-909-1065. We've got Nathan on the phone. Nathan, what is it that you want to add to the conversation?
I think he absolutely should be allowed to keep the photos. because they were a gift. They were given to him by her, okay? So, for example, women get to keep their wedding ring, right? That was given to you as a gift. So I'm just saying I'm glad this guy finally won this case because men never come out on top in a divorce. The wife is probably getting alimony.
Oh, dear
God. She's probably getting, like, whatever.
Okay.
Like, she gets the house, the car. She gets everything. At least this guy gets something.
The engagement ring is actually an interesting, somewhat interesting point to bring up because that has been decided in multiple divorce court cases where the ring is a gift, so it is returned to the woman, and that's the end of the argument on that. I mean, really, what's the difference on that?
What's the difference? His naked body isn't on her wedding
ring. Correct.
You can't see his junk on her wedding ring.
But I'm pretty sure that when it comes to something like that, you can't get emotionally tied into possessions of things.
I understand that, but you know what? Like, let's say she does keep the rings, okay? And then she goes and shows them off to her friends. Look at what my terrible ex-husband gave me. Okay, now let's do that with her nude photos, where now he owns them. What's going to keep him from showing someone else?
They're his. He can do what he wants, okay? It was a gift that she gave. She chose to give that gift. The law doesn't discriminate what gift it is and what gift it isn't. A woman could get to keep a wedding ring that maybe has been in the guy's family for 100 years. Like, oh, it was his great grandmother's or something, but the woman gets to keep it because it's a gift. I mean, how is that?
That is true.
It is not her body.
By the way, we're talking about a Utah judge that said in a divorce that naked photos that a wife gifted to her husband must be returned to the husband in this divorce settlement. And Nathan actually totally agrees with this judge. So do you think that a woman has a right then, because it was a gift, to his family heirloom wedding ring?
I personally don't.
Okay, well then at least you're consistent on that.
If there is like some sort of family heritage in this ring, then I think that the argument should be made that like this gets to go back to his family. If he bought it specifically, because in that instance, that ring was never bought for her. Can I ask you a question, Nathan? Are you unhappily divorced?
No, I am never married. I'm not dumb enough to get married.
Nathan, who hurt you? What's her name? Tell us right now.
Oh, my God.
Hey, look, the judges are finally on our side, so maybe now I can, and I know that I'll get what's right for mine.
Oh,
dear
boy.
God. Okay,
all right,
Nathan.
You hear that,
okay.
Ladies? Nathan is available. And
right,
he is
single
out
and ready
of
to
the
mingle.
Streets of Sacramento. Thank you very much for calling, man.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
So our bedtime routine in our house is probably like most parents' bedtime routine. There's bath, there's books, and then unfortunately we've got kids that just refuse to put themselves to sleep. Somebody has to lay next to them. But Zoe, my 3-year-old, she is a pistol. And last night something happened, and there's photographic proof. You'll be able to see it in a second. I read her books. And then she and I usually like will lay in bed and kind of like chat with each other
Aww.
For about 5 or 10 minutes because she's at the age now where like it's like laying next to a drunk person.
Yeah.
You know, like
yeah.
when you're trying to get a drunk person to fall asleep.
Yeah.
Because the things she says are crazy. But then I have to turn away from her. If I don't turn away from her,
she keeps talking.
She will just keep talking to
okay.
me and never go to sleep. And so I turn away from her. She insists I take my shirt off. And then she likes to play with the moles on my back. Okay. Which is very funny.
She makes you take your shirt off?
Yeah. Because she likes to, like in my family, there's like, we have a lot of moles. And like, she likes to look at the moles on my back. And that's how I know she's asleep because she's no longer touching them.
Oh, that's
okay?
so funny.
So I noticed last night she has stopped touching my moles, and I go, okay, all right, she's asleep. I roll over to look at her before she goes to sleep, and I am so scared of what I see that I literally push myself off of her bed and onto the floor. And if you want to see what scared me so much before I even say it, text the word mask, M-A-S-K, M-A-S-K. To 73389. And you'll see. And it looks like in the picture, she's awake. She's not awake. If you zoom in, you can see she is asleep. She's wearing a dinosaur mask. She was not.
That's terrifying.
She was not wearing that dinosaur mask when we were talking.
Okay, I need people to God, you gotta text it in to see it. This is not some sort of just, you slip it over your face and the back of it is all open. This is a full headpiece. Okay? It sticks out from the face by several inches.
It's hard plastic.
Was this in her bed?
It must have been. I think that this little girl, my 3-year-old Zoe, I think she wanted to scare me. And she fell asleep waiting for the payoff.
Do you think?
What else could it possibly be? Either that or she's crazy.
Well,
because she, A, had to have hidden that mask in her bed. I wouldn't have allowed her to bring that into bed.
Well, has she been sleeping with that?
No.
Okay, so this is something she brought in.
Yes. She brought it in, snuck it in, put it under the cover so I wouldn't see it. 2, slipped it on quietly while waited for my back to get turned and then put it on her own head. And then 3, I think she just waited there for me to get the crap scared out of me so that she could evil laugh her way into slumberland.
Okay, while I hope that that is true, that requires a lot of forward thinking for a 3-year-old.
I totally agree. And I'm not here to say my daughter's an evil genius.
Okay.
She's just evil.
Okay. She is kind of evil.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah.
She's mean.
See, here's the thing. Because of who she is, I think there's just a chance that she wanted to be a dinosaur that night.
Are we, I can't accept that.
Why?
I get that's, that because.
Because if you told me like, yeah, we found out Zoe's been sleeping, like, you know, she's got her Elsa doll, her Anna doll, her Minnie Mouse. And then she also has been sleeping with a dinosaur mask. And we'd be like a stuffed dinosaur. No, just like, it's just like a dinosaur head.
Is she cuddling it? No, she puts it on her own head. She puts it on her own head.
So did she leave it on her?
No, I was able to slip it off of her. But think about that. Put yourself in my position. It's dark. You're groggy. You almost have fallen asleep yourself. You roll over to see, because kids are scary. Kids get, if you don't have kids.
You always say that. I'm not scared of my kids.
Oh my God, kids can be so scary. When they come in your room in the middle of the night and you're sleeping and you just kind of get the vibe that someone's looking at you and you open your eyes and they're standing next to your bed. They're in the darkness just staring at you. Oh my God, it's so scary. The rollover and seeing a little velociraptor sleeping next to me.
Yeah.
I literally pushed myself off of the bed. I went, because I couldn't scream either. Like, my brain like was like, don't wake her up.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake up call.
A potato was pulled over on the highway.
This is not a joke.
Sounds like a dream.
Yeah.
Katie, tell us the details of this 100% true story.
An 8,000 pound faux potato.
Oh my God.
So it's on a big rig.
Yeah.
And it's sort of like Idaho Potatoes, the company. It's kind of like their Wienermobile. It is a marketing thing. So it's 8,000 pounds. It is 72 feet long and it is 13 feet high.
Oh my God.
And that big rig got pulled over for speeding.
Wow.
For speeding and for speeding in an area with too much weight on your truck. So this was in Monterey at the Firestone Grand Prix.
Oh, this is local.
Yeah.
Somewhat local.
Yeah. And I guess Idaho Potato sponsors a Grand Prix car. So it was there as sort of like dual marketing for and in support of their Idaho Potato car. The driver was speeding through the Fan Village. So
oh
like
my God.
In an area where people are like standing about.
Yeah.
Although when I tell you the name of the driver, it may not surprise you. The driver's name is Stingray Rob.
Stingray Rob?
Rob with two Bs.
What's the last name? Stingray Rob. Well, he's in Monterey. He's just trying to make it back to the ocean. Wow.
I got to tell you, I don't think this is a terrible marketing technique. Not the speeding.
Not putting lives in
danger. But the big old potato.
The big old potato.
I want to see the big old potato.
Okay, so let me ask you this.
Okay.
The wake up call, I know we give the impression that we are titans of industry. And don't spit coffee all over our brand new studio. She's laughing because it's true.
That's why I'm laughing.
We're number one in the demographic of our parents.
Yeah.
But this is going to be a shock. There's no marketing for this,
no,
for this
there
show.
There's no advertising budget for this show.
We have zero money. Kevin works on cat food alone.
Yeah.
So,
And dry cat food, not even wet.
No, dry cat food.
Yeah.
If we did have marketing money.
Okay.
What giant thing could we make that would drive around Sacramento that would market this show?
Gavin, that's a great idea.
Like a radio?
Like an alarm clock? But people don't really use alarm clocks anymore.
No.
You'd have to do like a...
What about a giant cup of coffee?
Okay.
You can even maybe fill it with like brown water.
Yeah.
And have people like swim inside of it and stuff like that.
And then people could like... take pictures. It'd be very Instagrammable.
It's not enough, though, to have the giant cup of wake up call coffee that drives around Sacramento. It's not enough to have that, though, just because that's not going to get us in the news. It has to, much like the Idaho, the 4-ton potato that got pulled over on the highway for speeding.
Yeah.
It has to break the law.
Okay.
Now, I would rather it be a victimless crime.
Well, of course.
I don't want, you know.
Okay, I've got it.
Okay.
Okay. We hire two people that are willing to have like a misdemeanor.
Okay.
So we're going to have to tap into the advertising budget even a little bit more. And we put them in a position to get caught making love in the cup of coffee.
Oh my God. And that is illegal? That is illegal.
Well, sure. Public. Yeah.
Okay.
Public sex.
Okay. Public sex.
Yeah. And I mean, they could be like.
It's victimless.
Younger people with like hot bods.
Yes.
Or
old people with old bods.
Yeah.
I love that one more because that'll
get people talking.
That's an attention getter.
Yeah. Ma and Pa Espresso is what they call it.
I love that. You know what? More victimless crime. Let's double down on it. They owe money on their taxes too. And they have 4 ounces of weed in Mississippi.
is this going to drive around the country?
Sure. It's international. Because a lot of people don't know this, but we are syndicated.
That's not true.
Well, if you say it often enough,
it'll be true. Okay.
So
I'll tell you what. How do you want to get syndicated?
Make two old
people screw in a cup of coffee. And I've always said that.
You have always said that. I can't tell you how many marketing meetings we've had here where Katie, with tears in her eyes, has screamed,
Listen to me!
Why don't we have old people having sex in a giant cup of coffee? But you have to understand that during this meeting, everything that we just talked about has only happened in Katie's head.
We haven't given them the details. We like to revert. We like to Tarantino it. We give them the punchline and then fill them in with the details.
She has said nothing prior to that and then just stands straight up, cries and screams that, and then runs out of the room.
Right.
So maybe that's why we don't have a marketing budget. But yes, we are titans of industry.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
So Katie, she loves her some Temu.
Boy, do I.
Yep.
Oh, God.
And when she goes a Temu shopping and spinning that wheel and...
You know, there is a wheel on the app, too,
I know
by the way.
Is. She, sometimes like a great white shark, her eyes just roll over black and she just... She's not really paying attention sometimes.
Right. I'm blacked out.
In the past, she has gotten hacked, we think most likely from Temu purchases, but
Let's just put it this way.
All right, let's put it this way.
In the month of December, did I get hacked 3 times on 3 different cards? Yes, I did.
Right.
Have I not gotten hacked since I stopped using Temu? Yes, I have.
Mm.
So
that is a disaster. This story is a disaster, but for a very different reason.
Yes. So a woman in the UK posted a video to social media, and she said that her sister had bought her a lamp off Temu, and the lamp looked like a croissant.
Okay.
And it just lays flat like wherever, and you kind of do the little roll-up clicky thing, and it lights up, and it's funny.
How kitschy.
Right, okay. So she went on holiday, and when she came back, she realized that there were ants all over the lamp. And she was like, what is going, like, I never get ants. This is crazy. So she's cleaning them up, and she picks the lamp up, and she realizes that the ants had actually burrowed a hole through the bottom of the lamp.
Okay.
What?
Which, again, is just flat, looks like a croissant. So she kind of used her finger to dig around a little bit and get the hole a little bit bigger. And she realized it was a real croissant.
What?
It was a real croissant that someone opened up, put a bulb inside, then closed it up, covered it in resin, and sold it on Temu.
Oh. How do you not know that?
Well, I wouldn't. When you look at it, it looks plastic.
Okay.
I mean, even try to Google it. When you look at it, it looks plastic. And also, would you assume you can put a light bulb in a croissant?
No, but it would never occur to me that you couldn't.
It feels like it would burn or something.
Yeah.
Now, this hasn't prevented me from getting on Temu. And I have not been scammed like that. I just want to put that out there.
Okay.
Everything that I've purchased, now, it's not always the best quality. Sometimes you get something and you're like, wow, this feels like it's made of paper mache and it's going to dissolve. But for the most part, the things that I buy on what we later found out is called Temu.
Oh, yeah, that's right. The Super Bowl ad.
We will not call it that.
Yeah, Temu.
It's all worked out.
It's still coming from, I can proudly say this, a very disreputable place. Wherever it comes from, I just pulled up, these are the most dangerous products on Temu.
Okay.
All of these have been tied to lawsuits in some form or another. And as soon as I see the very first one, you're going to be able to tell why. A $7 16-in-1 surge protector. If you can plug 16 things into a surge protector, that's not safe.
Okay.
A space heater. You see where this is going.
Okay. But space heaters are dangerous all the time.
A heated mat for pets.
Oh, okay. No.
An electric stove. A hot oil pan. These are all things that have been tied to lawsuits from Temu. An emergency fire blanket that actually accelerated the fire.
Oh, listen, my goodness.
Okay, if you were to Google Amazon lawsuits, I'm sure you'd find something there.
Probably.
How about the fact that you can get this blanket, okay? You can get this for your wife. And it says, it has a picture of outline of two people kissing.
Aw.
Now, I don't know what it is about Temu. Everything is too long and has too many words. To my wife, I didn't marry you so I could live without you. I married you because I can't live without you. Destiny made us a couple, but love made us forever together. I love you. Good night, baby. Sleep tight.
That's all in a blanket? A single blanket?
Yes.
What a thing to mass produce.
If I found out he was not only buying me stuff off Temu, but he gave me a crappy ass gift like that, I'd leave.
And how many things have you given him off of Temu?
Not him, nothing, but my kids, plenty.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I want to know, if you have a collector's brain, what are you collecting right now? 916-909-1065, 909-1065. We are getting into this because of a conversation that I had with a listener named Jamie.
Okay.
And she and I play the exact same app game called Disney Emoji Blitz. We are very obsessed. Katie dabbles in it.
I dabble in it.
Explain the game real fast.
It's kind of like Candy Crush, but you're moving emojis that are Disney characters. And once you get certain challenges complete, you can have those emojis be part of your phone. Like, and you can text with them.
And you kind of get this vibe where you're like, I got to collect them all. I thought I had a lot. I have like 180. She has so many. Okay. And then it started to dusk on the conversation about all the different things that she collects. And it's almost disturbing. And we have her on the phone. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, everyone.
Okay. So I understand you have a lot of collections, right?
I mean, yeah, I guess I have a few.
Okay. What are some of them?
I think one of the things I have the most of is different versions of Harry Potter. So I have about 3 or 4 different versions of Harry Potter. That's probably the standout one.
What makes them different?
Yeah.
So I have some of the originals. And then, of course, I had to get my house edition. So I have the Hufflepuff edition.
Collecting things, by the way, such a Hufflepuff move. All right. So what else do you have besides Harry Potter, different versions of Harry Potter?
Let's see. I've got some Funko Pops.
That's Funko Pop is like poison for a collector's brain. You walk into a Hot Topic and you look at that wall and you just start getting an itchy neck.
Yeah. Why do you want to collect these things? Like,
I don't know if it's like the nostalgia in me or what. I don't know. 90s kids love to collect stuff.
You also collect Starbucks mugs. These are ones that she didn't tell us about.
Okay.
Disney ears, Disney headbands, Disney pins, concert posters.
Oh my goodness.
This stuff.
Jamie, thank you so much for calling.
Yes, thank you.
For sure. Happy to talk to you guys. Have a great day.
Thanks, girl. You too.
916-909-1065. Good morning, Becky.
Good morning.
So you have a collector's brain too. So what do you collect?
I collect everything and anything Wonder Woman.
Oh my God.
Okay. And where do you keep it?
Everywhere. I have stuff on the car, have stuff in my closet. I make my grandchildren do it. Anybody who knows me associates Wonder Woman with me.
At this point, is it an investment or is this just like part of your DNA?
It's just a total waste of money.
Yeah, that's true. Thanks so much for calling. Yeah, I have a collector's brain that I have to keep at bay. Like, the weirdest thing I've ever collected in my life is when I was a kid, I collected empty boxes of cereal. Yeah. When I was done eating a box of cereal, I would hold on to the box. I'd take the bag out, I'd throw the bag away, and I'd hold on to the box. Why? I don't know.
What is it that feels good about it?
Just sitting back and looking at them, I guess. I don't know. I honestly can't answer that question.
I don't have a need to collect anything.
That's good. I think that's because your brain's wired differently than mine. My brother-in-law is a big collector. Like, God forbid Barbie releases a line of Disney princess dolls. He cannot buy one. He has to buy them all.
Even as a kid, it never was something that I like was like, oh God, I need this one, this one, this one, this one.
We put this up on Facebook for Wake Up Call listeners. And what did the collectors on Facebook say?
Jackie says Christmas tree ornaments. And I get this one because it's fun. Every year you put it up and it reminds them of wherever they bought it.
Okay. All right.
Allison says shot glasses. I think that's kind of common.
Oh boy.
Misha says wood matches, micro machines, and feathers.
I wonder how many times she said, this is a good feather.
Sophie said old psychology books and magazines because she finds it so interesting to see how far we've come.
That's funny.
Jessica and her husband travel all over the country, and every time they travel, they go to a different Trader Joe's and get that store's Trader Joe's bag.
Interesting.
That's a deep cut. And then Mel said sand. She said it looks amazing under a microscope. Every place is different. Plus, I'm obsessed with the beach. And my friends always bring me back sand from their adventures.
So funny. Keep the text messages coming in to 916-909-1065.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season, but this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
So this morning, Katie hopped in her car and instantly she texted me and Kevin and she says, my car stinks.
Yeah. It has for like a couple days.
A couple days?
Yeah. Oh. And I thought that maybe it was, I don't know if Gavin, if you can relate to this, but when your car gets hot and you've got car seats in it, sometimes the car seats start to smell.
Car seats are disgusting.
Okay, right. They really are, you know. And there's milk that's been spilled in there. People have thrown up and I've tried to clean it the best I can. But sometimes when it gets hot, it just has a smell.
Yeah.
So at first I was like, oh, God, car seat smell. Because the weather had heated up. And then it started to get worse. And I started searching for the smell. And I thought maybe there was like a sippy cup with milk somewhere in the car. And because it was getting stronger and stronger and stronger by the day.
Like a putrid smell?
Smelled like sour milk.
Oh.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh. Not good. Very not good. And I'd been searching that back seat over and over and over. Well, I have a three-seat car. And the third row was up, so I couldn't see what was in the very back of the car. And it wasn't occurring to me that there could possibly be something back there because I was certain it had something to do with something my three-year-old had left in the car.
Okay.
So I was searching in her area. Finally, I go, well, I got to go to the back. We got to see what's back there. It was an entire bag of trash.
Oh, my God.
An entire bag of trash out of the kitchen garbage can.
Would you just want to take him for a ride?
No. Our bin was overflowing.
And
my husband said, I'm going to throw this in the back of your car. You go find a dumpster.
I'm going to go dumpster hunting.
And it's been in there for days.
That's so gross.
It is so gross. And I was getting to the point where I was feeling like, okay, I can't have anybody like walk me to my car or anything. Because when I get into it, when I open it up, people are going to smell this smell.
Wow.
That's where my head was going because I was like, I can't seem to figure this out.
And I'll bet you don't drive with your windows down very often, do you?
I actually do almost every morning.
Do you? Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want some of my Ozium?
What's that? Ozium?
It gets rid of odors in cars.
You should use it on yours.
Wow. No, my car doesn't smell.
Why?
Why what?
Because
I spray Ozium.
And what do you spray Ozium for?
To get rid of odor.
What kind of odor?
Okay, don't. We're staying on Katie's odor, not mine.
mine is.
Can I ask a question?
Less of a puff, puff, give.
Type. Mine's medicinal.
All right.
Before we get off of the fact that
I am the ultimate garbage person.
You're literally a trash truck.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Why do you take your extra bag of trash or excess bag of trash to a dumpster?
Yeah.
Why not just like throw it in a neighbor's trash can? Like on your
because
street.
They need room for their trash.
Their trash is out. Their can is out. They're
it
all full.
It wasn't trash day, Gavin.
Oh, well, wait till trash day. When's trash day for you?
Oh, Thursdays.
Oh, so late.
Okay. All right. So it's been, okay. That's what I do.
I guess if it's all, if it's out ready for the garbage man, that's fair game.
And that's when I
well,
do
then,
it.
Then, okay.
And I'm like a little thief in the night. I got my
a thief in the night about it? What would they care?
I don't know. It's their trash can. If I saw somebody throwing something away in my trash can, I'd be like, hey, what are you doing? Or if you see something like the same kind of feeling that when you see somebody pull into your driveway to turn around, like you can, and it's fine. But like, you're still just like, what are you doing?
When we sold our house in Lincoln and we bought our house in Rockland, we'd moved in and like the sale hadn't closed on the Lincoln house. And so it was just sitting there for like 2 weeks with nobody in it. One of our neighbors went and took the trash can.
Because they wanted an extra trash can.
Yeah.
That is a true trash person.
And I had to like send a group text to everybody on the street like, hey, did anybody see our garbage can? Because it kind of goes with the house.
Right, yeah.
And finally somebody was like, oh, yeah, sorry, that was me. And when we got it back, the top of it was like burnt and melted.
Oh my God.
Like they were lighting fireworks off of it or something.
Oh my God.
By the way,
God.
It was March when we moved.
Oh boy. No, like, if you've got that extra bag, like a dirty Santa, throw it over your back in the
as
middle of the night.
As long as it's the night before trash day, I say it's fair game.
Okay, good, because that's what I do.
Okay, well, that wasn't an option in this scenario.
Right.
I would have to go onto somebody's property and...
But throwing it in the back of your car and driving it around for days on end in the heat.
God.
Well, that's the legal way to do it.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Guys, Halloween is almost upon us, and something scary is happening. Katie is losing, I'm going to say it. She has lost her title.
That's not true.
Of the Halloween Queen.
That is not true.
And Kevin is responding the way that I'm sure you're responding at home. Surely this can't be true. And surely it is.
It's not.
Here at the Odyssey building, there is a woman here named Lisa who is great. Everybody loves her.
She's a delight.
And she has a passion for Halloween, just like Katie did. And she and Katie at one point threw rival Halloween parties and would invite different people. It was a whole controversy because whose party were you going to get invited to?
It was not a controversy.
One year
at
we
all.
Found out Kevin was invited to both and went to both. Which seemed, anyway.
Okay, to even say that we had rival parties is, and I love Lisa to death, but absolutely laughable. You can't get jelly blood that you just slap onto a window and call that a Halloween decoration. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, too, because I stand by what I said, and I'm not the only person saying it. A recent poll showed that 99% of all Odyssey Sacramento employees no longer consider Katie the Halloween Queen.
Uh-oh.
The title has now officially gone to Lisa. Okay. Congratulations, Lisa. And here's the reason why. Katie hasn't thrown a Halloween party in years.
Oh,
years.
Yeah.
They're
four?
Four,
five, maybe.
Five at
okay,
least.
Five.
Right,
yeah.
Take it back, okay?
Oh boy.
Here's the thing: there are very good reasons why I have not done Halloween party. For 2 years, it was because of a global pandemic.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Then I also had a baby during that time. So now I have an itty bitty baby that I'm taking care of.
How scary.
Okay. Now, for those people that don't understand how I do my Halloween parties and why I am the Halloween queen. Excuse me. I'm not over there at Spirit just buying up decorations and putting them out. Mm-mm. That's not how mommy does it. Mommy's doing wall work. Mommy is making it so that every wall in the house is covered with whatever the theme is. There's stuff on the ceilings. There was one year that I made the living room an entire circus tent where the ceiling was completely covered and it looked like a circus tent.
Yeah, let me tell you, it was
stop.
Awesome.
So now I have a toddler. Now I have a three-year-old. If you think that I can just do all this while I also have a toddler to take care of, you're wrong, because I think she'll pull stuff down. Now, she is at an age where I think maybe we could finally handled it this year. Maybe we could have done it. And then my house decided to start leaking. And so
how
now,
scary.
Okay. And so now there are bathrooms that are completely ripped out. The downstairs powder room has no ceiling. So I am not in a position, both emotionally, physically, or financially, to do a Halloween party this year. But that doesn't mean I've lost my title. It means I am on injured reserve.
Let me ask you this, okay? If there was a world champion in boxing, and then that world champion decides to have a global pandemic, and then a baby, and then his house bathroom falls apart.
Right.
Yet every single year they have a big boxing match to decide who is going to be the world champion. Does that boxer get to remain the world champion?
Yes, and let me tell you why. I'm going to tell you one name. I am the Tiger Woods of Halloween.
Oh, you don't want to be the Tiger Woods.
No, why? You don't.
We don't like him.
No, no one likes Tiger no Woods.
But he's the best.
No.
What? Wait, what's wrong with
him?
Could
you pick somebody who wasn't a domestic monster?
Yeah.
Okay, let's call you maybe the Eminem.
Oh,
of there we
Halloween,
go.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's a Halloween snack.
Exactly. It all comes full circle.
I see what you're trying
also,
to say.
I mean, in this boxing analogy, we're talking about Mike Tyson versus, what is it, Luke Paul or Jake Paul or whoever keeps trying to hit people now?
His name's Paul.
Oh, no. The YouTuber?
South Paul.
Okay. Because Lisa's decorations were subpar compared to mine to begin with.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about how Katie has been replaced as the Halloween queen by somebody else at work because they're still throwing their Halloween parties and Katie hasn't done one in 5 years. Kevin, what is your take on this? Years.
My take is Katie still stands.
You think she's still the Halloween queen?
She has a lot of things that have impeded her from doing her elaborate things.
Yes. So you think that she's just a legend, and even if she doesn't throw parties, she should still remain the Halloween queen.
I mean, she's very creative with that.
Yeah,
what?
That's right.
What?
No, okay,
I still have it in me.
But we don't know that.
I'm coming out of retirement.
When? Yeah.
We keep hearing that song. Yeah.
Probably next year.
Oh, probably.
Okay, well.
How scary.
106.5 The End. It's the Wake Up Call.
Yep. Kevin is going to Japan. Sounds like a children's book. He leaves soon, and he'll be gone for 2 whole weeks. And this sounds like it's like a vacation of a lifetime.
Yeah.
I mean, a true dream come true. And just like you would for the vacation of a lifetime, Kevin is filled with dread and depression. What's going on,
yeah,
man?
What's going on?
I don't know. It's just, it hasn't hit me yet.
What hasn't?
The excitement.
What are you waiting for?
I'm not waiting for it.
You know, they've done statistics, and the anticipation leading up to a vacation is actually better for dopamine than the actual vacation.
But not for you.
You're blowing it. First of all, who are you going with?
I'm going with my friends. We all turned 30, so it's like our big 30th rendezvous.
And how many people are going?
Six.
You
it's
sure?
Six, yes.
Okay. So this sounds like it's going to be fun. And tell everybody what you're going to be doing while you're in Japan.
I'm going to be go-karting. I'm going to go be exploring Japan, Shibuya Sky, go see Mount Fuji. I think that's the mountain over there.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to take bullet trains. Okay, now that I'm talking about it, it's getting a little
exciting.
You're
going to go to Disney?
Disneyland, Tokyo, Disney Sea. Okay. I'm getting more excited now.
Is this all it took?
I think it was more of I'm not thinking what I'm doing, more worried about the money.
Yeah, okay, so I think, yeah.
Okay.
Now, how much of it has already been paid for?
All of it. So we just go there for spending money.
Okay, so do you have that?
I'm working on it.
Okay.
I'm selling a couple of cards and we're getting there.
You have to explain what you mean by I'm selling cards.
I'm selling Lorcana cards to make money for the trip.
That's like a card game.
Because I was supposed to save money, but then, you know, things happened and then I get cravings and then I buy my stuff.
Uh-huh. Okay, so how much money do you anticipate needing?
$3,000.
That is a lot of spending money. If the hotel is already paid for and the transportation is already paid
but
for.
But you know me. When I'm in a different country, I see something, I'm like, yes, bitch, let me get two.
That is you in any country,
right.
Including this one.
So that's why I need some extra money, just in case.
That is a lot of extra money.
That's a lot of extra money.
So, okay, just whatever. In case. We're not here to judge. Okay,
right.
So $3,000 is your bucket. How full is your bucket right now?
Let's say 10%.
300.
Okay, but
leave in less than a
right,
week.
I know. Just give me some time. 300. I got $300 converted to yen already.
Okay.
Okay, so that's out of the way. So my first 2 days there, I'm covered.
Well, you're there for leaves, 14.
Yeah, that
right.
leaves so
okay.
many more days.
That's the other days I need to figure out.
Okay.
Okay. So you are 10% of your way to your goal
yes.
of $3,000 of spending money.
Uh-huh.
I can understand why you're not looking forward to this trip anymore.
It's stressful, but
okay.
I'm going to get there.
Then
I have to get my phone to go international.
Yeah,
I don't know how to do that.
I guess start talking to T-Mobile or whoever you have.
It doesn't just do it?
That's what I thought. And then everyone was like, nope, you better get it or you won't be able to contact nobody. And I can't have that, you know, without my phone.
Okay, I'm not being negative. I'm being pragmatic.
Okay.
You're not going to get $3,000 of spending money by the time you leave, which is actually very soon. It's less than a week away. So what is your plan when you get over there and you, on day one, spend $300?
I will spend day one $300.
Okay.
Maybe $250 at least.
All right. Okay.
At least.
I need $50 for pocket money.
So what's your plan? Especially if it sounds like your phone won't be able to contact your mother.
I might get funds wired to me.
From who?
Maybe my aunt, maybe my dad, I don't know. I gotta pull in my dad cash somehow.
Katie, if I got a phone call from somebody who was on a vacation that I would never even dream of spending money on,
okay,
saying that they're out of money, I would hang up on them.
I mean, if it was Kevin, I'd give him the money.
Oh,
well,
okay,
good, because he might be calling
you.
Well,
he might be if his phone works.
Do you know how to do a wire transfer?
No.
Right.
I could walk you through. I've done many.
I'm sure you have.
All right. Well, I can. I am now sharing in your anxiety for this vacation.
Me too.
Might be the last time we ever see you. Thank God your return flight is already paid for. You just might be homeless until that happens.
I just have to pick my seat on the plane.
You haven't done that yet?
No,
it's
are
like
we supposed to?
It's like a 14 or 15 hour flight. You want the middle seat?
Oh, my goodness.
In a 14 or 15 hour... You need an adult so badly.
You really do.
I was just going with the flow. You know, it's vacation. Don't stress.
Can we talk to your friends that are going?
I
feel like we have to.
No.
I would love to.
They're okay.
No, let us talk
to
one of them.
They're too busy.
Huh?
They're too busy.
Yeah, planning.
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Saving.
Saving money.
Oh, my God.
106.5, the end.
It's the wake-up call.
It is spooky season, and I mean, you can look around in your neighborhood. People are starting to put up their yard decorations, and Halloween yard decorations are now in the news. That's how you really know it's Halloween season. For starters, there's that one that if you haven't seen the Stranger Things yard one.
Oh, Google that.
It's all over TMZ. They were like obsessed with that story for a while. It's crazy. They have, what's the girl?
Max.
Max from Stranger Things. It looks, she's suspended with a wire, but it looks like she is just floating in
her
yard.
Much like she does in the
It's very impressive.
Her head's like up.
But there is a viral Halloween yard display that Home Depot is selling that is so popular that they cannot keep it in stock. And it's shocking because it's also enormous. It's called Skelly, and it is a 12-foot tall skeleton. That is taller than some one-story houses.
It is. It's very big.
It seems like it's too far.
Let me tell you what I think is too far. I think spooky Halloween decorations on the outside of the house, I think that's going a little too far.
Why? What do you mean?
I hate when like somebody does like a really spooky setup on the outside of their house because it scares little kids on Halloween. Halloween is a little kid's holiday. And don't even get me started on people that have somebody sitting outside and then want to jump out at kids. You're an a-hole.
it is kind of sadistic. I used to do that when I was a teenager.
It just feels like you are now preventing a kid from being able to go to that house, number one. Number two, you're just freaking them out.
Okay, I'm going to pitch you a counter view of that.
Okay.
My next door neighbors, they are brand new to the neighborhood. And I totally remember before they bought their house, I'm going to text you pictures of their yard.
Okay.
I remember before they even bought their house, they were talking to me about many things about the neighborhood. One is, are you guys a Halloween neighborhood? I said, hell yeah, we're a Halloween neighborhood. There's a house over there that gets on the news every year. They were like, great, we're big Halloween people. Then one day I walk out of my house and I see what is essentially a slaughter circus outside. Look at the pictures I sent you.
No.
Now, I love my next door neighbors. I think they're great
people.
Yeah,
you've always said very sweet things about them.
They're very nice. There's like a Spirit Halloween store animatronic, but they put a scarier mask over the animatronic's head, and he's holding what looks like a little girl by her feet upside down while he's laughing.
But she kind of looks zombie-ish.
Right. Zombie kids on a merry-go-round that they built on there that plays creepy music during it.
Come on.
This is scary.
It's pretty scary. And what's funny was that my two youngest, my three-year-old and my six-year-old, come walking out of the garage one day, and the house next door has always been a normal house.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there's a slaughter circus.
Now it's a nightmare.
Yeah. And they both just stood there on the sidewalk with their hands down, just staring at it like they do at a Spirit Halloween store, where they are both repulsed by it but at the same time, very attracted to it, which is exactly how I was as a little kid. Like my kids, they are scared of scary stuff and they can't look away from scary stuff.
Don't you think this is maybe too much for a children's holiday?
I don't think it is.
I don't think that Halloween needs to be so murdery. I said it.
So I agree with you that it doesn't need to be gory and stuff like that, but there's nothing on their yard that is gory. It's just scary. And
There is a big clown head that is dripping blood.
Yeah, but it's not gory. It could be Hawaiian punch. We don't know. What's the backstory of that clown? Maybe he loves fruit punch. We don't even know. So my point is, as long as there's not like dismemberment and like a severed head hanging from a post or something like that, I'm okay.
Kevin?
I don't agree. It's too scary.
It's too scary.
It will give me nightmares if I walk out there.
Especially tiny baby Kevin?
Oh,
well, he could never.
Yeah, I would run away scared.
So what do you do? Because you sadly still go trick-or-treating as a grown adult with your dogs. When you see a scary house, do you avoid it?
I run past it very quickly.
See, my kids don't. My kids love it. It's the same thing. They're scared of it, but they also really want to go in.
I think the point is great if your kids like it, but not every kid does. So like, liking something, great. Not liking something starts like creating core memories.
have. I mean, it is on the walkway to an elementary school.
Yeah, kids walk down that street literally.
You should have seen the day that they put it up when it was fresh. I was walking back after getting my son from school, and there was just a crowd of people outside of their house just staring at it. And I was like, oh man, that's pretty funny. Some of the kids were like my kids, and some of the kids were like, eh.
Yeah, other than my kids. And me and Kevin.
The Wake Up Call. 106.5 The End.
I'm coming into work and I am listening to CNN in my car. You can do that on the Audacy app. Download it. AUDACY.
But listen to our show.
After our show.
Okay.
They were doing a report about passwords.
Okay.
And they had this guy. He was doing this whole report about passwords, and he had a team hack him, purposefully hack him, to see if they could get into all of his stuff. And spoiler alert, of course they did. Yeah. And not only did they do it, they did it so fast.
Like how fast?
Within 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
They had so many of his accounts. And one of the big reasons why was because, like all of us, he uses the same password for a lot of different things. He even admitted, he's like, I have like 4 passwords and I just rotate through them. And they were like, that is literally the worst thing that you can do. And they said, you can have all the special characters and numbers that you want in the world, but if you're using the same password, once they get it once, then
it's for everything.
It was crazy. Okay. And he's like, okay, so what do we do? How do we fight this? And their answer was so distressing.
Okay.
Long, random passwords, sometimes with no words at all.
So basically, like, what your iPhone makes your password, if you go, like, do you want a strong password that we'll just create for you?
Right.
And then you can just open it with your face. And I used to always say no, but now I say yes.
Well, that's good, because I don't. I'm still like, nope, and I want to use the same password that I use for everything. I'm sitting in my car weighing the options. Do I want to do what they say, or do I want to get hacked? That was basically the thing that I was asking myself, and I think I'd rather be hacked.
No, you would not.
Then long passwords. I don't want to be hacked, but living the life that they were talking about sounds exhausting. And I don't want to do any of that stuff.
Can I tell you what my husband has to do because of his...
He's an IT engineer.
He's an IT person.
For the state of California.
For Caltrans.
For Caltrans. You like riding light rail? Thank Mike.
You like even the road?
Right. You like the roads?
Thank Mike.
Thank Mike.
He has to change his password every single day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Well, the good news about that is you don't need to remember it.
No, you don't have to, but just, like, what a pain in the ass.
Wow, that's crazy.
He sometimes has to multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day. Wow.
Because he has access to every single Caltrans employee and all of their communication.
Well,
that's his job.
I mean, that's hot.
It's kind of hot.
But what about you guys? Would you rather do long passwords with random letters? Basically, would you rather a cat walk across a keyboard and that is your password now? Or do you want to run the risk of getting hacked and using passwords that you can just remember? Text in to 73389.
I feel like different things I'm more interested in having hacked than other things.
Okay, you want to get into my Netflix? Fine.
Right.
Like that kind of a thing.
Yeah, you want to...
What are you going to do? Mess up my recommendations? They're already messed up. My kids were in there one day.
As terrible as having your bank account hacked sounds... It feels like the bank, that's the bank's business.
And that was the first thing they said. They did say it's on these businesses to protect you.
Right.
Okay, so that get that out of the way. You're right. Doesn't FDIC mean something like you get your money back if somebody steals all the money?
Yes.
Okay. But what about everything else? What about Kevin Instagram? What if somebody hacked into your Instagram and deleted everything?
I would be devastated.
You would be devastated.
Don't do that.
I'd be devastated too.
But everything else, I'm fine.
Everything else?
Yeah, you can hack me. That's fine.
What about your bank account?
I have nothing in there. Go ahead, hack me.
That's true.
I'd be worried
about... Spend all that time hacking Kevin's bank account and then get in there and be like, why are there only cobwebs in here?
And we hate spiders.
What a waste of time.
We owe money.
Yeah, we owe money to Kevin.
I would be worried about anything that has my social security number.
Yes. But then what do you do? Oh, I guess you can open credit cards and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And then and your identity
fraud.
Fix
that.
Mm.
Call the credit bureaus. Tell me how it goes.
Yeah, that's true. If you can even get a hold of a person. I feel like it's something that exists only in heaven.
It is. It's just everything is a prompt, and the final prompt just tells you to go F yourself.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
106.5 The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
It is spooky season, and... I mean, you can look around in your neighborhood. People are starting to put up their yard decorations, and Halloween yard decorations are now in the news. That's how you really know it's Halloween season. For starters, there's that one that if you haven't seen the Stranger Things yard one.
Oh, Google that.
It's all over TMZ. They were like obsessed with that story for a while. It's crazy. They have what's the girl?
Max
from Stranger Things. It looks she's suspended with a wire, but it looks like she is just floating in
much
her yard.
Like she does in the
chat. It's very impressive.
Her head's like up.
But there is a viral Halloween yard display that Home Depot is selling that is so popular that they cannot keep it in stock. And it's shocking because it's also enormous. It's called Skelly, and it is a 12-foot tall skeleton. That is taller than some one-story houses.
It is. It's very big.
It seems like it's too far.
Let me tell you what I think is too far. I think... spooky Halloween decorations on the outside of the house, I think that's going a little too far.
Why? What do you mean?
I hate when like somebody does like a really spooky setup on the outside of their house because it scares little kids on Halloween. Halloween is a little kid's holiday. And don't even get me started on people that have somebody sitting outside and then want to jump out at kids. You're an a-hole.
it is kind of sadistic. I used to do that when I was a teenager.
It just feels like you are now preventing a kid from being able to go to that house, number one. Number two, you're just freaking them out.
Okay, I'm going to pitch you a counter view of that.
Okay.
My next door neighbors, they are brand new to the neighborhood. And I totally remember before they bought their house, I'm going to text you pictures of their yard.
Okay.
I remember before they even bought their house, they were talking to me about many things about the neighborhood. One is, are you guys a Halloween neighborhood? I said, hell yeah, we're a Halloween neighborhood. There's a house over there that gets on the news every year. They were like, great, we're big Halloween people. Then one day I walk out of my house and I see what is essentially a slaughter circus outside. Look at the pictures I sent you.
No.
Now, I love my next door neighbors. I think they're great
people.
Yeah,
you've always said very sweet things about them.
They're very nice. There's like a Spirit Halloween store animatronic, but they put a scarier mask over the animatronic's head, and he's holding what looks like a little girl by her feet upside down while he's laughing.
But she kind of looks zombie-ish.
Right. Zombie kids on a merry-go-round that they built on there that plays creepy music during it.
Come on.
This is scary.
It's pretty scary. And what's funny was that my two youngest, my three-year-old and my six-year-old, come walking out of the garage one day, and the house next door has always been a normal house.
Right.
And all of a sudden, there's a slaughter circus.
Now it's a nightmare.
Yeah. And they both just stood there on the sidewalk with their hands down, just staring at it like they do at a Spirit Halloween store, where they are both repulsed by it but at the same time, very attracted to it, which is exactly how I was as a little kid. Like, my kids, they are scared of scary stuff and they can't look away from scary stuff.
Don't you think this is maybe too much for a children's holiday?
I don't think it is.
I don't think that Halloween needs to be so murdery. There, I said it.
So I agree with you that it doesn't need to be gory and stuff like that, but there's nothing on their yard that is gory. It's just scary. And I
there
think
that, is a big clown head that is dripping blood.
Yeah, but it's not gory. It could be Hawaiian punch. We don't know. What's the backstory of that clown? Maybe he loves fruit punch. We don't even know. So my point is, as long as there's not like dismemberment and like a severed head hanging from a post or something like that, I'm okay.
Kevin?
I don't agree. It's too scary.
It's too scary.
It will give me nightmares if I walk out there.
Especially tiny baby Kevin.
Oh,
well, we could never.
Yeah, I would run away scared.
So what do you do? Because you sadly still go trick-or-treating as a grown adult with your dogs. When you see a scary house, do you avoid it?
I run past it very quickly.
See, my kids don't. My kids love it. It's the same thing. They're scared of it, but they also really want to go in.
I think the point is, great if your kids like it, but not every kid does. So, like, liking something, great. Not liking something starts, like, creating core memories.
I mean, it is on the walkway to an elementary school.
Yeah, kids walk down that street literally.
You should have seen the day that they put it up when it was fresh. I was walking back after getting my son from school, and there was just a crowd of people outside of their house just staring at it. And I was like, oh man, that's pretty funny. Some of the kids were like my kids, and some of the kids were like, eh.
Yeah, other than my kids, and me, and Kevin.
The Wake Up Call, 106.5 The End.
I'm coming into work, and I am listening to CNN in my car. You can do that on the Audacy app. Download it, AUDACY.
But listen to our show.
After our show.
Okay.
They were doing a report about passwords.
Okay.
And they had this guy, he was doing this whole report about passwords, and he had a team hack him. Purposefully hack him to see if they could get into all of his stuff. And spoiler alert, of course they did. Yeah. And not only did they do it, they did it so fast.
Like, how fast?
Within 30 minutes.
Oh my God.
They had so many of his accounts. And one of the big reasons why was because, like all of us, he uses the same password for a lot of different things. He even admitted, he's like, I have like four passwords and I just rotate through them. And they were like, that is literally the worst thing that you can do. And they said, you can have all the special characters and numbers that you want in the world, but if you're using the same password, once they get it once,
it's for everything.
It was crazy. Okay. And he's like, okay, so what do we do? How do we fight this? And their answer was so distressing.
Okay.
Long, random passwords, sometimes with no words at all.
So basically, like, what your iPhone makes your password. If you go, like, do you want a strong password that we'll just create for you?
Right.
And then you can just open it with your face. And I used to always say no, but now I say yes.
Well, that's good, because I don't. I'm still like, nope, and I want to use the same password that I use for everything. I'm sitting in my car weighing the options. Do I want to do what they say, or do I want to get hacked? That was basically the thing that I was asking myself, and I think I'd rather be hacked.
No, you would not.
Then long passwords. I don't want to be hacked, but living the life that they were talking about sounds exhausting, and I don't want to do any of that stuff.
Can I tell you what my husband has to do because of his...
He's an IT engineer.
He's an IT person.
For the state of California.
For Caltrans.
For Caltrans. You like riding light rail? Thank Mike.
You like even the road?
Right. You like the roads?
Thank Mike.
Thank Mike.
He used to change his password every single day.
Every day?
Yeah.
Well, the good news about that is you don't need to remember it.
No, you don't have to. But just, like, what a pain in the ass.
Wow, that's crazy.
He sometimes has to multiple times a day.
Multiple times a day. Wow.
Because he has access to every single Caltrans employee and all of their communication.
Well,
that's his job.
I mean, that's hot.
It's kind of hot.
But what about you guys? Would you rather do long passwords with random letters? Basically, would you rather a cat walk across a keyboard and that is your password now? Or do you want to run the risk of getting hacked and using passwords that you can just remember? Text in to 733-892.
I feel like different things I'm more interested in having hacked than other things.
Okay, you want to get into my Netflix? Fine.
Right.
Like that kind of a thing.
Yeah, you want to...
What are you going to do, mess up my recommendations? They're already messed up. My kids were in there one day.
As terrible as having your bank account hacked sounds... It feels like the bank, that's the bank's business.
And that was the first thing they said. They did say it's on these businesses to protect you.
Right.
Okay, so that get that out of the way. You're right. Doesn't FDIC mean something like you get your money back if somebody steals all the money?
Yes.
Okay. But what about everything else? What about Kevin Instagram? What if somebody hacked into your Instagram and deleted everything?
I would be devastated.
You would be devastated.
Don't do that.
I'd be devastated too.
But everything else, I'm fine.
Everything else?
Yeah, you
everything
can hack
else?
Me. That's fine.
What about your bank account?
I have nothing in there. Go ahead, hack
that's
me.
A good point.
That's true.
I'd be worried
spend
about...
Spend all that time hacking Kevin's bank account and then get in there and be like, why are there only cobwebs in here?
And we hate spiders.
What a waste of time.
We owe money.
Yeah, we owe money to Kevin.
I would be worried about anything that has my social security number.
Yes. But then what do you do? Oh, I guess you can open credit cards and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
And then your identity
fraud.
And
try to fix that.
Mm.
Call the credit bureaus. Tell me how it goes.
Yeah, that's true. If you can even get a hold of a person. I feel like it's something that exists only in heaven.
It is. It's just everything is a prompt, and the final prompt just tells you to go F yourself.
Okay, that's it. Thank you for making it all the way to the end of the podcast. This is where the good stuff is.
Yes.
You know, it's a nice finish.
You've gotten through everything. We got through it together.
Right.
And now we're on the other side of that.
And you most likely need therapy. So go to betterhelp.com/wakeupcall for 10% off online therapy. Betterhelp.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.